Joining me in studio is Brendan Finnerty. Sometimes they call him the Bear, sometimes just Finn. I think we went over all the different nicknames you have, Brendan, but basically, to me, you're the Jack Hanna of Jackson County. You're the Animal Man.
Well, I really appreciate that comment there. I'm trying to do what I can. I don't know if I've reached Jack Hanna's stature yet, but that's obviously the goal and the aspiration is to make that kind of impact and difference.
So basically, Wild World Zoo, give us a little bit of information about what you guys do.
So Wild World Zoo is a local company. Obviously, we're based out of Jackson. And what we do is we travel around to different schools, nursing homes, fairs, festivals, things like that. And we give you an interactive exotic animal experience with a basis behind it in conservation. You'll meet a lot of animals that people aren't very familiar with. You'll meet some that you are. Everything ranging from kangaroos and foxes to Burmese pythons and alligators. And while you're meeting these animals up close, we're going to give you a bit of a background information on the plight that they're facing in the wild in hopes that you walk away and take something from that and want to help these animals in a different manner.
And specifically right now, you could help the animals out pretty much one-to-one. You guys are selling some calendars, and you're looking to raise a little bit of funding to, number one, feed the animals through the winter, right? And then number two, to eventually open a zoo location where people could just go and visit instead of having to schedule something special, right?
Yes. The goal with Wild World is in the next few years to actually open a full park facility in Jackson County. And currently are selling calendars, one for $20. You can get two for $17 apiece or three for $15 apiece, and it goes to cover our feed bill for the wintertime when we're slower, and then any money that gets left over goes into account to further the direction that we're going in opening the zoo. We actually had a zoo here back in the 20s and the 30s at Ellis Sharp Park, and it's kind of getting close to that 100-year mark that we haven't had one. And so often in the summertime, you see so many people, everybody takes their kids to the zoo, but you have to drive, 40, 45 minutes to Lansing, Battle Creek, Detroit, Toledo. And those are all fantastic facilities, but there's so often that people don't have the transportation, they don't have the time, they don't have the means. So if we can open something local, it gives people a place to go as a family. It gives you something to do if you just have the current day off, or if you just really want to have a different experience than the bigger zoos can offer. That's what we're looking to do with Wild World right here locally.
Yeah, I mean, an excellent point. And I love taking my daughter to the zoo. That used to be something we'd do every year, where we would get out to different zoos around the area. Just, we'd pick one every year and we'd go there. And do you have a favorite zoo here in Jackson? Or not Jackson, but in Michigan?
Worst one.
Surprisingly, one of the best zoos in Michigan is kind of a hidden gem. Up in Alto, which is just south of Grand Rapids, there's a zoo that's a privately owned facility called Boulder Ridge Wild Animal Park. And they only opened about 6 years ago, and I believe they opened their doors in 2011. The owners are some fantastic people. And they do it a little bit kind of similar to what we do, and they're almost our inspiration as to the route that we want to go. They currently have more than 1,500 animals on their grounds, encompassing around 150 to 200 different species. And it's a much more hands-on aspect than the bigger zoos are able to offer because they are a private-owned facility. It's a place that you can go where you can actually touch zebras, the staff's walking around with animals for you to interact with. They have a safari ride that takes you out, and because it's so much more hands-on, it's a different experience than you get going to, say, somewhere like Toledo or something similar.
Great. So do you have a time frame, or is it still kind of up in the air?
It's kind of up in the air. As money comes in, we're kind of very much squirreling it away, every penny that we can. Usually we spend just enough to keep the bellies full and the lights on. But I would tentatively say within the next 3 years is my goal. A big part of that comes down to finding the right piece of property because we want to start small with eventual plans to expand. We'd probably start on something along the lines of 5-6 acres and then grow into a much larger facility as we can.
Great. So right now, if somebody could schedule to have Wild World Zoo come to, like you said, a kid's birthday party or something, what kind of animals do you have available for viewing?
Well, we currently have our very famous red kangaroo Boomer, who's very, very well known over most of Jackson County and a large part of the state of Michigan. We actually recently added a baby Bennett's wallaby named Benji. We have a giant Burmese python. We have American alligators. We have Arctic foxes. Kota Mundis, which are a species of South American raccoon. You really never know on a kind of a day-to-day basis what you're going to see. But we make sure that you get a huge variety of animals from all over the world. And as I said, the really cool thing what we do is you get to touch these animals because they're interested in you as you are in them. They're all hand-raised or rescued situation. So that way that they can act as ambassadors and you want to be able to walk away with more than just, yeah, we kind of saw some animals today. You want to walk away with an experience that you don't ever forget.
Now, on the conservation side, how important are zoos to conserving animal and wildlife?
Conservation aspect in zoos is unbelievably important. There's actually more than 150 species currently in existence that are only still alive because of zoos. You can see things like the scimitar horned oryx, the attics of North Africa. Those species were completely wiped out in the wild, but thanks to conservation efforts in zoos, they've been re-released. They actually just released the first herd of 150 attics, which is a large species of antelope, into northern Chad in Africa. All of those animals were born on ranches and zoos in Texas.
Oh, wow.
So they were completely wiped out. You have things like the Guam rail, which is a species of bird, the Guam kingfisher that have been completely wiped out because of human interaction in those countries where we released invasive species such as feral cats that completely wiped them out. And zoos are currently working to re-release them. So zoos are the number one probably conservation things in the entire world.
Oh, awesome. No, the feral cats, I was just seeing an article the other day that they're ferocious killers. They're taking birds down wherever they find them.
Feral cats are actually the number one most destructive species in the world besides human beings. They've actually been single-handedly attributed to killing off more than 35 species of birds completely.
Wow.
And that's 35 known species, not to account for things that we didn't know about that the cats got in and found before we discovered. So the biggest thing that we tell everybody is we understand that your cat's going to want to go outside. That's a big thing. You know, my cat will shoot out the door once in a while, so I can be as guilty as anybody. You know, and I've had to chase them down the road more than once. But if you can do the absolute best that you can to keep your cats indoors, it actually goes a long way, especially preserving Michigan wildlife.
Wow. which zoo do you like better, Detroit or Toledo?
Toledo's a little bit more condensed, so I kind of like going to Toledo a little bit more. You see a whole lot of species. The Detroit Zoo is a beautiful zoo. My biggest issue with it is it's so spread out that there's more often than not, especially if you're traveling with little kids, a lot of the time you can only see about half of it, where Toledo you can usually see the entire thing in a day.
What about Binder Park or Potter Park Zoo?
Binder are the two. Is one of my personal favorites. They have one of the best Africa exhibits I've ever seen. They were one of the first zoos in the country to actually associate the feeding of the giraffes that they have out there, and it kind of opened a lot of doors for everybody.
All right. Well, anything else you want to hit on before we wrap it up here, Brandon?
I kind of think that covers everything. If anyone has any questions or contacting us, feel free to message us at Wild World Zoo on Facebook, or shoot us an email at wildworldjackson@gmail.com. We are preparing to do our winter programs for any teachers out there listening right now. We do in-school visits, usually for an hour-long program. So if anybody's got any questions, feel free to contact us, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, and those calendars available, 12 months of cool animals, and these are the animals that you have. This isn't just some random zoo animals.
Yes, all the animals on the calendar are animals that live at our facility and our farms. And you get 12 months of different animals, and you get little facts and different little bios about every single species that we have.
And those are 1 for $20 or 2 for $17 each, 3 for $15 each?
Yes.
All right, look at that memory. Wild World Zoo. Again, that's wildworldjackson@gmail.com if you'd like to get a calendar for yourself or someone you know. And if you have any questions about the facility or making plans to get with them, you can also call 517-414-1054. Wild World Zoo in Jackson. Thanks for coming in, Brendan.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, have a happy new year.
You too.